Dr. Robert Atkins, the low-carbohydrate diet maverick whose books became global bestsellers, has died in New York at the age of 72. Atkins lapsed into a coma after suffering a head injury last week when he slipped on an icy sidewalk. For most of his life, Atkins was at odds with the medical establishment. It scorned his claims that eating fat can actually help people lose weight. But as NPR's Elaine Corey reports, dieters, by the millions, embraced his ideas.
Robert Atkins, a cardiologist and graduate of Cornell Medical School, paid a price for challenging orthodox views on weight loss. Early on, the American Medical Association labeled the Atkins diet, with its reliance on meat, eggs, and cheese, as bizarre and potentially dangerous. But Atkins seemed to revel in his outsider status. Here's a recent ad for his latest book, Atkins for Life.
For the past 40 years, Atkins told the world that the way to lose weight was to cut down on carbohydrates. And for the last 40 years, the establishment responded with...
Then a controversial feature in the New York Times Magazine challenged the track record of low-fat diets and suggested science wasn't as clear-cut as doctors made out. Perhaps Atkins was right, and the real culprits in obesity were carbohydrates such as bread, rice, and sweets. More recently, several clinical studies found people on the Atkins diet lost weight without compromising their health, at least short term.
So now what's everyone saying? Get the facts about
the medical controversy may not be settled anytime soon, but there's no disputing Atkins' impact on consumers' eating habits. Grocery shelves are filled with carb-controlled food, everything from chocolate bars and cornbread mix to frozen pizza. Anheuser-Busch has introduced Michelob Ultra, a popular new low-carb beer. Dieters are again flocking to steakhouses, a big no-no during low-fat's heyday. In fact, Lynn Dorn-Blazer with the market research firm Mintel says high-protein meat products have become the hot new snack food.
All the beef jerky products on the market have just skyrocketed in sales. And more to the point, we've seen much more variety and more uniqueness in terms of the new product introductions that have been coming out.
Food industry analysts have rarely seen anything like it. Harry Balzer with the NPD Group writes an annual report called Eating Patterns in America.
In the national eating trends, it's very difficult to see any one diet have a major impact. The one exception is this Atkins one, and the place where you're seeing it happen is at breakfast time. Not only bacon, but also eggs.
According to Balzer, consumption of bacon and eggs, a favorite breakfast combo of Dr. Atkins, is at a 10-year high. And the bagel bubble is over, says Balzer. Bagels are another high-carb food Atkins disdained. All this is not to suggest that the diet industry leaders are running for cover. Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig are still going strong. And Robert Bono, president of the American Heart Association, says cardiologists who worry about high fat and heart disease haven't been won over to the Atkins approach.
Our concern about the diet is that although it does appear to be effective at early weight loss, it's not clear if one can maintain that. And that's why we really would like to have more long-term data before we would recommend this.
Despite those concerns, Bono says Robert Atkins leaves a valuable legacy to all those concerned about diet and nutrition.
Absolutely. I think raising the level of awareness, questioning what we know in terms of science, just to question that and to perhaps stimulate people to do more research and to encourage individuals to get more exercise and attempt to lose weight is very important.
The National Institutes of Health is funding an extensive long-term study of the Atkins diet, but initial results won't be known for at least a year. This study could potentially settle the ongoing controversy over the safety and effectiveness of the low-carb approach. Ironically, though, too late for Dr. Atkins to see the results. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.